Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is the Fan Morning Show. Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
Good morning, Pittsburgh.
Morning to you. We get moving at 6:04. Get your home sold guaranteed and for top dollar with Gina Giampietro of RE/MAX Select Realty. Visit GinaWillSellYourHome.com. And we get it moving with football news. We'll get into hockey in just a few moments. But Mr. Mike T, he says, it's time. Start it. Get it rolling. Camp is officially here.
Man, we're really excited about bringing this rev up portion of team development to a close, and you know, players get an off day, we come back, we go over to Heinz Field, and that really kind of signifies the start of training camp, if you will. So we're going to turn the volume up, man. We're going to have an opportunity on Wednesday to perform in front of fans. We're excited about that element of the training camp process. We're excited about having an opportunity to put pads on, but make no mistake, we got a lot of good work done out here, laid some foundational things, established some codes of conduct, if you will. Familiarize them with the schedule and how we work, not only on the field, but in the classroom. And so good use of that time. Guys had an opportunity to learn and display that learning and make some plays. And we look forward to that continue and expect it to.
Just so you know, rev up. Just so you know, the rev up is done, Chris Mack. No more rev up. The rev up. The engine is hot, and now we move it from D and pull it down, or move it from P and pull it down into D as we go forward with that engine. And I ask you one question as it moves from the south side to what is kind of, I guess, Latrobe south and west a little bit into Heinz Field, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's going to play its best Latrobe, Heinz Field is. What is, and this is one thing you'll see a bunch of bullet-pointed sort of things that everybody puts together that's covering camp. What is that one thing that, I don't want to say that you're looking for, because that's a little bit too paint by numbers, but what's that one thing that has to happen at camp? What has to happen at
you
camp?
You have to get as many reps together as a five-man unit for your starting offensive line as you can. Because the more reps you get together in camp, the more reps you get together in preseason work, the fewer reps it's going to take once you hit week one of the regular season up in Buffalo for those guys to put together some level of chemistry together. And that's the biggest piece missing from as that offensive line that the Steelers have transitioned away from.
Uh-huh.
The Pouncey, DeCastro, Villanueva, Ramon era. As we transition away from that, the best thing they had going for them not only was how good they were, but how good they were together when they were at their peak a few years ago. This offensive line is young. It's inexperienced. I think it's got some talent.
I think it's got
guys like Dotson. Yeah, guys like Dotson who look like they're just ready to eat people's lunches. But they've got to come together as a five-man group. I don't think you can ever overstate how important it is for an offensive line to gain chemistry.
The meshing, the connectivity,
yep.
All of that kind of stuff. That's the easy, not the easy answer. That's the one that's obvious, and I'm glad you went with that one because that's the biggest answer. Everything else is going to flow off of that. This to me is I want to see, and you use that one, so I won't. You know,
okay.
The thing I have to see is there are rookies that are going to be thrust right into it. Obviously, the running back. Obviously, the tight end. Those two guys on the offensive side of the ball. There are second year guys, one at outside linebacker, one, as you alluded to, on the offensive line, that still haven't gone through a traditional camp, but now are in one out wide at wide receiver,
mm-hmm.
that are all really young guys where it's sink or swim. It is, you're our guy, you're our man, you're on the right on the depth chart as the number one guy for the most part in that position, you can't fail. I want to see how they acquit themselves both on the football field and personally, because the hopes and the dreams of the 2021 Pittsburgh Steelers, sure, they rely on a pretty old quarterback, but they rely on about five or six real young guys.
Yeah, and three rookies in particular. Yep. Your top three draft picks all have to have an impact. And it's nice that I think to this point, the reviews we've gotten on all three, although limited on Kendrick Green, are pretty good. I mean, people won't stop raving about Najee Harris and the stuff he's doing in practices. The stuff about Pat Freiermuth, good returns on him so far via practice. And Kevin Colbert and Mike Tomlin had a great line about him yesterday, which we'll get into later in the show. And then, like I said, Green, who at the very least they've seen enough from, or at least understand that they have to put him in a position to start the first preseason game. So those, you're right, those three guys have to have an impact. If I could add one more spot that I think we all have to keep an eye on. Have to keep an eye on during camp.
Yes.
But then also once the four preseason games start, and this isn't rocket science, we've talked about it all offseason, is anybody going to actually take control of the nickel corner job? So is Antoine Brooks, who's apparently been installed in that spot as sort of a presumed starter at this point, at least based on the depth chart. I know Mike Tomlin would just sort of poo-poo that notion that the depth chart means anything at this point, but is he going to hold on to it? Or is he going to have a bad practice and then the next day it's going to be James Pierre? And then James Pierre is going to have a couple good days, maybe even a good preseason game, but then he's going to have a couple bad practices and maybe a couple bad reps in another preseason game. And, oh, now maybe it's Arthur Mollett or it's Justin Lane. Like, we can't have musical chairs at that nickel corner position. They've got to find someone quickly. Otherwise, I think they got to look outside and see if there's an exterior answer.
Yeah. No, I think you make a ton of sense. Ton of sense there. And these are all the – it's crazy in that sometimes you have to look for answers or look for questions, look for storylines. The obvious ones are right there, and they are just truly the stories with Steeler camp. There aren't a ton. There aren't 40 different questions. There really are about five questions, and that's it. And that's where it runs out. And yeah, that's how the Pittsburgh Steelers will go.
That's what happens when you start the previous season 11-0 and then fall to pieces. The issues are very clear, very obvious.
The fixes are obvious, right.
And you know exactly what you want to keep an eye on.
Text us, Edgar Snyder & Associates fan. Text line 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. I don't know. I'm terrible with calendars and dates, whatever. It was about a month and a half or so ago. There was an obvious fix with another team in town, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we're still talking about it. And there would seem to be a puzzle piece that would have been a pretty decent fix yesterday that was going from Las Vegas to Chicago, but apparently it's not a fix, and that's Marc-Andre Fleury. Look at the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette this morning, and any talk of Marc-Andre Fleury making his way to Pittsburgh, there's a lot of water thrown on that fire, it would seem, by a Matt Venzel report saying, listen, the organization doesn't have any interest in bringing Marc-Andre Fleury here. Part of it, one would think, is the salary cap and the salary match up pretty much. And this is before any maneuvering happens where you shuttle anybody out, but the money just isn't there right now.
And my question is, and I went back and forth with a lot of people about this on social media yesterday, because to me and a few other people out there, it seems to make a ton of sense. Your one basic need coming out of last season, the reason you lost the series to the Islanders was you needed better goaltending, more steady goaltending, a veteran who's been through the playoffs before. And this is, remove the nameplate from his jersey, a guy who's coming off a Vezina trophy season, who's won three Stanley Cups. Yeah, he's old. He's got a year left on his deal at $7 million. But you got $7.5 million of cap space left, and when free agency starts today at noon, you got one job. Find yourself a goaltender, and it seemed to be a pretty easy fix if the Blackhawks were able to get him for essentially nothing.
Right. The question that I would have, though, is, and the money is the money. It is what it is. It's $7 million, and that's a pretty big spend, and he would essentially have to be your starter. If you're going to spend that much money, that guy got to be your starter. But I look at it in terms of short-term and long-term, and always keeping an eye to the long-term, even though you're charged with the duty of winning right now. We're here in July, at the end of July of 2022, more than likely, right back trying to figure out the goaltending situation. That is the one portion of this that I could look at and say, I can understand Hextall, I can understand Burke, I can understand those kind of guys in their position right now and saying, Where am I with a rebuild with this organization, or where am I with all this? Do I want, if I'm going to go Band-Aid, can I get value and cheap Band-Aid and perhaps get play that is somewhat approaching that, or do I go expensive Band-Aid and thus hamstring myself?
Look, I totally understand the $7 million cap hit on Fleury being somewhat prohibitive, but it's somewhat prohibitive. It's not totally prohibitive because they've been working the phones, talking to people about Pettersson and Zucker, and that's $9 million combined in cap space you could move out. Understanding they're going to backfill, as Hextall has talked about, backfill some of the empty spots at forward with young guys, right?
Right.
So they had the opportunity, and they still have the opportunity if they still wanted to go down that road, to explore. That was my biggest question yesterday, was not necessarily, why didn't you go all in and get Fleury? Okay. Why didn't you at least, if you weren't in on it, Ron Hextall, I'd love to know why. Simply because of the cap?
You could take the Murray move, and yes, it's the right move. You could take letting Marc-Andre Fleury go, and at the time, absolutely the right move. When you look at the whole goaltender vortex, Jim Rutherford should absolutely be taken to heavy task for the Jari contract. I mean, that is just...
I mean, you could argue the same about the Pettersson deal,
but,
right?
But the goaltender situation didn't need to occur when it occurred in terms of giving him the contract that he got. He just didn't need to be rewarded at that time. It was premature.
Yeah, I think Jim Rutherford was trying to do his best to still set up a future team for success by keeping young guys around that we had seen some level of track record from. It just, in Jari's case... At the time, it made a ton of sense.
But didn't you need to see something from a playoff standpoint before you reward that? I don't know. I think when you lock him up, and I get it, but aren't we seeing in this league so much? I don't want to say goalies are interchangeable, but at times, especially ones that haven't achieved in the playoffs, they can be interchangeable. And we saw no track record of Tristan Jarry being good in the playoffs before he was rewarded.
Well, we hadn't seen any track record, period, because he hadn't played in the playoffs,
right,
other than that one game against Montreal. And I think there was no reason at the same time to expect that Tristan Jarry would just turn into a puddle come crunch time in the playoffs. So while I will agree to an extent that Rutherford may have been a little quick to jump on deals with extensions with some of these young guys, I also understand that he was doing his best, at least in my opinion, doing his best to try and set up future teams for success, while also understanding that it's always about the now. As long as Crosby and Malkin are a part of this team, it's always about the now. And if it's going to be all about the now, then I didn't necessarily have a problem, to bring it back to our original point about spending $7 million on a goaltender for 1 year.
And they're really up the creek next year at this time. People can't complain. You can't complain if you're in the same situation next year looking for a goalie and being up against the cap. If I'm okay, if people are okay with that, I'm okay with it. But, and you go all in and you get Fleury right now, or you try to get Fleury and you spend right up until it. But then if you're in a goaltender bind next year in July, know that that's what it was. Like if Fleury retires, or if he commands more money and you don't want to pay it, or if he just walks away,
right,
and you're right back to square one. You went all in for 2021, 2022.
But isn't this an all-in team every single year?
It should
as long
be.
As 87 and 71 are around.
Like Jim Rutherford would sign him tomorrow and worry about the stuff later.
Yeah, this kind of comes back to what I said yesterday for a brief minute, that, you know, we're still adjusting to not having the Rutherford philosophy in the front office for the Penguins. Like you said, he would have made the move, he would have brought back Fleury, and then he would have figured out the cap stuff on the back end.
Correct.
Hextall, he's got a plan, it's laid out in front of him. He's not going to stray too far outside the lines, if at all.
Get Money coming up next, and then the biggest story in sports at about 6:30 emanating from Tokyo, that's for sure. Follow us on Twitter. We're there, 937 The Fan, driven by Jim Shorkey Kia, Wexford, North Huntington, Uniontown, Pittsburgh's number one Kia dealer. Visit ShorkeyKia.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you.
I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.